High Desert by Elizabeth Helstern. I have lived for a year in the high desert and have observed this. The land is dust dry. The cacti grab at my skin, needy, hoping someone will love them. Their fuchsia bloom is beautiful. The fly pupae rise in spring, irritating, maybe, but alive, for such a short time. The land has new buildings scattered. The bulldozed branches are piled on the side of the human tracks that mar the desert. Every day an exquisite sunset, and the sun's requisite farewell to the harsh of Ortiz Mountains. The night, then, pulls the clouds in, the lightest of eiderdowns. Ravens circle in blue. Desert life is true and slow. There is no room for waste. Its beauty is spare and unexpected. Death is always here, a constant guest. This desert has flogged me, whipped me, cracked me over its knee like the snag pinion tree, only to cast me aside, my wood bleached to silver. The wind is my mirror, a reflection of constant change. I am split open to the sky. In the stone circle above the arroyo bed, I spiral like a pendulum, regulate the energy's clock mechanism, raise my vigor and directly address the gods and the fae, make offerings and ask for their aid. I seek the rain and then the chalice. The bowls of ancestral pottery spill like lucid dreams from the pillow. Peel away the bark, eat the surface like a twisting beetle track. O land, may you accept me yet.